Thursday, September 16, was celebrated as International Identity Day. It's marked as tribute to UN Sustainable Development Goal 16.9, which calls for a state identity for all individuals by 2030. To commemorate the day, the group ID for Africa organized a live virtual broadcast. A panel comprising identification experts addressed why inclusion appears to remain a major challenge for so many people across Africa. Members of the panel came up with recommendations to address the problem. ID for Africa is an NGO that aims to help develop robust ecosystems in the service of development and humanitarian action. It was established in 2014. For more about how governments in Africa mark the day and some of the recommendations they reached, I reached Dr. Joseph J. Atik, Executive Chairman of ID for Africa, via Skype.
It was one of the best live casts we've had ever. There was a lot of enthusiasm and there was a lot of engagement from the community across the entire continent. A lot of countries wanted to participate and present what they have been doing for the week and what they were particularly planning on doing today. In addition, we had the voting for the Africa-wide contest for the best art design for Identity Day, which was won by a young artist from Ghana, which was a great way of bringing the community together. So we're very, very pleased with the event yesterday.
What were some of the striking things that you heard from these countries about what they are doing to be in line to achieve the UN SDG goal of having everybody acquire legal identity by 2030?
What's very interesting is that many of the countries are launching programs to accelerate the enrollment and programs to accelerate the use of the identity. For example, certain countries like Nigeria is launching a mobile app that will allow people to carry their identity on the mobile phone and use it to conduct transactions. A lot of other countries are going into the field with mobile enrollment trucks. They're going from village to village. Ministers are participating to highlight to the population the importance of participating and enrolling and joining the identity revolution. So it's interesting that a lot of countries, in addition to media activities and in addition to celebrations, they're also making concrete steps to make this day the mark point where they show or they unveil new programs that allow the populations to join.
Now, a panel of experts sought to address why inclusion appears to be or remain a major challenge for identity systems across Africa. What were some of the major recommendations or solutions they proffered during the live cast?
In fact, one of the most striking realizations was the fact that you need to be embedded in the population in a denser way than we had thought. For example, in the beginning, when the assessment for the enrollment of the population in Nigeria was made, it was thought that 4,000 enrollment centers was going to be enough to cover the entire population of Nigeria. Today, based on the realization of the reality on the ground, the estimate is more like 20,000, so five times more than what I was originally thought. So basically, the idea was do not underestimate the need to be close to the population.
Dr. Atik, talking about pragmatism, do you anticipate these governments, particularly in Africa, having the political will and implementing measures as part of these recommendations to ensure their citizens have legal identity in their respective countries?
So I think the political will has reached the point where we believe it is there in Africa. The challenge is not a political will. The challenge is capacity building. Now, making sure that Africa has enough human resources to be able to execute on such ambitious program as enrolling the half a billion people that still are invisible in Africa by 2030. Which is less than 10 years from now. When we talk about the 20,000 enrollment centers in Nigeria alone, each center needs to be manned and supported by highly trained men and women who are able to professionally receive the population and treat them with the dignity that they need. So I think the capacity is going to be the challenge, and we're working very hard on convincing the governments that they need to train more people, more civil servants, and maybe even outsource some of these tasks to the private sector, which seems to be anxious to participate and partner.
Dr. Joseph J. Atik is the executive chairman of ID for Africa. He spoke with me from Paris, France.